hate you because you couldn't love me. I was never gonna be the one for you. And I knew that. I knew I was never gonna be the one for you. But a part of me... part of me just wanted to still feel loved.
Should we check on him? Let's just let him figure out whatever it is he's trying to figure out there.
You were the chosen one! It was said that you would destroy the Sith, not join them! Bring balance to the Force! Not leave it in darkness! You were my brother, Anakin! I loved you!
Hi, Peter. It's me. I got into Oxford.
Woohoo!
It's very exciting. I came by your house a little bit ago, and you weren't there, and so I'm on my way to the airport right now because there's this early summer class that I found out about, and I thought that it would somehow be easier, I guess, this way. I think that maybe it's time to let this go. And that's not because I don't love you. It's actually because I do. So, okay, bye.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come sup. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
Instead of constantly inventing new excuses for being late, why don't you simply come here earlier?
I did. I've been here since dawn. This place makes me think of the mistakes I've made in the past, and I've made so many of them.
I'm trying. I want to be here.
Then be here. Look at you, Peter. Your grades have been steadily declining. You're late for class. You always appear exhausted.
You say you can't sleep. Heartbreak, bad dreams.
There is one dream where, in my dream, I'm Spider-Man, but I'm losing my powers. I'm climbing a wall, but I keep falling.
No, Uncle Ben. I'm just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man.
You said you were done fighting for humans. You didn't mean that, did you?
How many more of my kind must be sacrificed to atone for your mistakes?
What do you think being human means? That's what we do. We make mistakes. Sometimes out of those mistakes come the most amazing things. When I fixed you, it was for a reward. That was it. That was why. The money. It was me making a mistake. Without it, you wouldn't be here. See, if you've got no faith in us, I'm asking you to do what I do. I'm asking you to look at all the junk and see the treasure. You gotta have faith, Brian.
You just don't ever quit. I tell people all the time, I wasn't always the smartest person in the room. I was just the SOB that refused to quit.
I don't know about you, but in my book, in my opinion, I can't lose, because losing is something that is designed for people that quit and for people that fail. I don't fail. I learn.
If you quit now, you're going to fucking be a loser your entire life. That's it.
People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up.
Don't quit. Get off your butt. Get in the arena. Get dirty. Get sweaty. Get bloody. Get knocked down. Get back up.
And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have.
You just have to show up.
Show up.
Yes.
Show up.
Yes.
I fucking showed up for you. I showed up. I was standing there for you.
Oh, for
you. That's the way it got me.
So this is my fault then?
I showed up for you.
This is my fault, bro.
I showed up for you.
It doesn't scare me.
I can't do it. Why do you even want me? Why? I'm such a fuck up.
I'm here to tell you is that life doesn't happen to you. We all think that life happens to me, right? Life happens for you. It happens for you. I mean, opportunities will come to you every day. It's either for you, you can remain scared of the opportunities, or you can embrace them and take them. When I finally realized that, and I want to share this with you, if you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing.
The more time you spend alone with yourself, the more time that you will be able to understand who you are. When I mean understand who you are, I'm talking about without any outside interference, without any friends, without any peer pressure of wanting to be like someone else. The more time you spend alone, you're going to figure out, okay, what your purpose is. And I say that because of this. God will talk to you. You start seeking in those moments of not having any outside distractions. What happens is things become clear. Clarity sets in. And you're able to make decisions not based on what you saw that day or what you heard that day or what that person may have said to you. You're able to make decisions based on
you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought, okay? And I say that not from something I read, that's from something I lived. I'm not talented. It was life and death. Either you live or you die. Which one do you want, Tom? That was the decision. In the corporate life and in the gym. But if you want something bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. A lot of days I'm like, oh, you can't do this, Tom. You can't be as quick as a 30-year-old on the computer. Oh, shit. Let me show you, alien. I would have arguments with myself. I could do it. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes.
You obviously don't fucking want it bad enough. Because a person that you want to, I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And then you help other people become better from you being the best in the world. So if your family doesn't understand, why are you so daggone crazy? Because I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am.